Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague and friend, Craig Unger. His books have told the story over many years of the U.S. entanglement with the Soviet Union and afterwards. Right now we're dealing with the Soviet days. This is everything you want from Le Carré, except that it's real. Craig, a very good evening to you. Your three books tell the story of how the KGB, the original possessor of a man named Putin, how the KGB figured out and worked American politics and American society, especially during the period of détente under Brezhnev. Your three books are important here: Den of Spies, most recently published, House of Trump, House of Putin, and American Compromat. We begin, however, with a biography that you published basically on your Substack page. His name is Oleg Danilovich Kalugin, KGB general retired. Who was he, and how did you meet him? Good evening to you, Craig.
Good evening, John. General Kalugin was a very powerful figure in the KGB. He was head of counterintelligence, that's sometimes known as Department K. And I called him, I believe it was in 2017. I have to admit, I was a bit nervous because Kalugin was sort of famous. He was sort of notorious. In the 70s, he had invented the poison umbrella that delivered a poison dart of ricin to a Bulgarian novelist, killing a Bulgarian novelist named Georgi Markov in London. So he was well known for that. And I had thought twice before trying to track him down. It turned out all I had to do was Google his name. I got his phone number. I called him. I think it was Christmas Eve, and I hate intruding on people and their family holidays. But he sort of said, come on over. And he spent I drove down to D.C., and I had 5 or 6 hours with him, and he was very forthcoming.
This is 2017, many decades after the important dates here. We need now to go to America during the first Cold War. The concern is that the two nuclear powers are toe-to-toe and that an accident can send the world into a catastrophe. Therefore, the policy of détente was in place. That means that, for example, Richard Nixon gives expensive cars to Leonid Brezhnev and all is well, except there were voices in the U.S. Congress who did not trust the Soviets even slightly, not just human rights, but depredations around the planet and seeking to undermine the United States. In other words, win through the back door. One of the opportunities came up in the Jackson-Vanik legislation. What was that, Craig?
Well, you will remember, but your younger listeners won't, Senator Henry Scoop Jackson. He was known as a muscular Democrat, and he was he was a hawk. He was a hardliner. He was very anti-communist, very anti-Soviet. And at the time, the Soviet Union was not allowing Jews to emigrate from the Soviet Union. And he insisted that the Soviets would not have and he put forth the bill saying this, that passed Congress, that the Soviets would not have most favored nation trading status unless they allowed Jews to emigrate. And I talked to Oleg Kalugin about this, and his eyes lit up. He was thrilled with this because this was his moment. He immediately went to his superior, Yuri Andropov, who was head of the KGB, and said, I've got an idea. We will send them Jews. We will let the Jews emigrate, but they will be our Jews. And we will come back and wake them up after they've been sleeping for a while, after they've been in America, and they will deliver information for us when called upon.
So this is what in art form of the spy thriller known as sleeper agents, correct? And they were informed they were going to sleeper agents, or were they just going to knock on the door one say, by the way, do you remember where you came from? How were they going to do it, Craig?
Well, according to Kalugin, they were told, but in a very subtle way, and that they would, it would just be a key word that someone would come by and say to the knock on their door and say, we know you're friends with so-and-so. And it would be a friend they had back home, and it would mean, uh-oh, the KGB is calling. It's time for me to deliver. And all of this ends up speaking to our current president, Donald J. Trump.
Yes, we're going to get to that. It's a little ahead of us right now. It's still the 1970s. We need to introduce and drop off in detail. He is head of he's head of the KGB. He's the KGB chief. What does that mean, Craig? What was the KGB in the 1970s and 1980s?
The KGB was the rival of the CIA. It was a massive espionage operation. It operated in many ways in a very different style than the CIA in the way it collected information. And in the 80s, they were sending hundreds and hundreds of spies out, especially here in New York at the United Nations General Assembly. If you talk to a librarian in the General Assembly who was part of the Soviet contingent, they were most likely a spy.
Those were known as illegals. Craig, you've read Le Carre, and many of our audience have read Le Carre. Does that correspond to the facts that you learned from Kalugin and your other researchers, how they operated?
It does. And in fact, Le Carre had a wonderful – Le Carre interviewed Kalugin, and he had a wonderful little passage when he wrote about it. I mean, this was not in one of his novels, obviously. It was in an essay or a quote he gave. But he regarded Kalugin as he said, he's someone you can sit down and have a wonderful civil conversation with and you for hours and hours, and you think, wow, he's one of us. He's on our side. And then with a shiver – you realize, no, he's not. He was on the other side, and he was just as civilized back then.
So Kalugin is a piece of Carla, I understand, opposite Smiley in the KGB. Now, you report that Kalugin often went to Coney Island, Brighton Beach, and would hang out in Russian-favored drinking establishments. So he had no problem going back and forth. This is the 70s. This is Cold War time. Did he talk about how he got in and out of the U.S. without being identified as a KGB general?
He didn't talk much about that, but he did talk about going into those. I mean, it's still there if you go to Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. These places are staffed and the clientele are totally Ukrainian or Russian. And you can see sort of vestiges of the Cold War and still people who are part of the Russian mafia. This became the center of the Russian mafia starting in the late 70s and the early 80s. And they allied in part with the Italian mafia at times, and they were very important.
Before Afghanistan, 1970s, Jimmy Carter's elected as a consequence of this scandal about Richard Nixon. And Jimmy Carter is very much moving towards detente. And then one day the Soviets invade Afghanistan and the Summer Olympics are canceled from the U.S. side. And we're back into Cold War think. Ronald Reagan is elected and the Cold War gets very cold. And there's thought that the world is going to end. There are some incidences where it might have, because the missile warning system in those days did make mistakes. All of this is happening while Kalugin's coming in and out. Were they planning on these sleeper agents being turned on in the event of war? Did he say anything like that, Craig?
He wasn't talking about so much about that. To be honest, I was interviewing him about our current president and their relationship with him.
Okay, let's turn to that, because it's a fascination that you might have talked to Carla. Is he still with us, Craig?
He is still with us. He's aging a bit. But, it was very funny when I got to his house. I was, as I said, a bit daunted by the, I was going into the lion's den. But when you got there, you realized hit the main floor of his house had three rooms that were a library, and they were lined with not just books, but photos of him with Gorbachev, Andropov, all sorts of world leaders. And you realized here's a man in his 80s who had walked the world stage, and now he's sort of lonely, and he wants anyone to talk about it with anyone he can. And so for 5 or 6 hours, he talked.
In 2017, he's in the United States living comfortably without guards around him. Is he a ward of the CIA? Why is he here?
He is here. He was sort of in disfavor at the end. And he, I mean, like anyone, he'd prefer to live in the United States. Also, Washington was a place where he was sort of known. And he's on the board of directors of the Spy Museum in Washington. He can consult with the CIA. He could consult with the CIA when asked. And he was happy to do that. And I think it was the most comfortable place for him to be, a man who once was on the world stage.
I'm speaking to Craig Unger, the author of three books that are all interrelated to these topics. Den of Spies is the new one about Reagan and Carter and the so-called October surprise. House of Trump, House of Putin, we're headed there. An American kompromat, that's the Russian word for compromising a source. Craig Unger, I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.